Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Wednesday with Victor Mingus, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. McDonald's acquires AI conversational agency company Apprente, with them still undisclosed. McDonald's has already tested Apprente's technology at selected locations, automating drive-through orders in multiple languages. McDonald's also said the technology could power mobile and kiosk ordering. Germany's government commits $718 million over 2 years to a quantum computing project in which IBM will partner with the Fraunhofer Gesellschaft Research Institute. IBM will install a Q-System 1 quantum computer and work with the institute to build a research community. IBM ultimately plans to make the system commercially available via cloud access. Apple unveils iPhone 11, the successor to the iPhone XR. The device features a 6.1-inch display with a notch for the Face ID camera. Unlike the XR's 12-megapixel wide-angle rear camera, the 11 has a dual-lens array with ultra-wide support. Available in purple, white, green, yellow, black, and red, starts at $700 and launches on September the 20th. Also, Apple unveils a new entry-level iPad with 12.2-inch display, starting at $330. It replaces the 9.7-inch model, and it is the first of Apple's 7th-generation iPad lineup. It supports the full-size smart keyboard and the first-generation Apple Pencil. It also features a Lightning port rather than USB-C, and it is available for pre-order now. Jack Ma retires from Alibaba, China's most valuable public technology company, as it will mark its 20th birthday on Tuesday with the rite of succession. He will step down as executive chairman and hand the reins to the chief executive, Daniel Zhang. It is the first transition at the top of the big Chinese technology company. Peers Tencent and Baidu are still running by their founders, Pony Ma and Robin Li, and in many ways the toughest to pull off. EU is braced for trade and technology fight with the US, as an ex-president of the European Commission has steeled Europe for battles with Donald Trump over trade and technology regulation, urging Brussels to be robust in dealing with global rivals including China. Ursula von der Leyen promised to spearhead the geopolitical commission as she promoted Margrethe Vestager, the EU's Danish competition chief, to be a powerful executive vice president with an expanded role in charge of regulating US technology companies. This was your shot of tech coffee, find us at ondismedia.com.